28-26. Collins leads it. They were getting ready to take the second half kickoff. Ball is kicked and kicked deep and on the bounce. Now gets through the hands of Will or Baggert. He'll have to go back inside the five to retrieve it. He's in some serious trouble. Now circles field. Breaks through the opening into 30, makes a man miss. He may go. He's at midfield, one man to beat. He's at the 30, 20. Nobody will catch him. Touchdown, Titans.
Wow.
Dalton Maggard mishandled the kick, went down back to about the two-yard line. Looked like he was hemmed in, made one man miss, and ran down the right sideline, 98 yards for the touchdown.
That happened last week to Collins. You remember, once a guy bobbles, a lot of times you get out of your lane. And nice cut there by Dalton. You know Bull East is going to be kicking herself. They had him pinned in down there about the inside the 10. Dalton made a nice move to the outside, and now he's down on the sidelines over here.
I think he's just cramping up, guys. Hey, one thing you can't teach, athleticism and speed.
Yeah,
absolutely. Lindsey Crickey back out on for the extra point attempt. Kick up, and
it's good.
This one good again.
He does a good job kicking the football.
Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, that girl's kicking from 30, 35 yards.
34-26, Collins leads it. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
It's hot in here.
It's your kicking chicken sandwich meal. It really brings the heat. Is it hot enough?
Smoldering. I'm April.
I'm July.
Set your world on fire? Maybe. Indescribably good? Definitely. The Kickin' Chicken Sandwich Meal. Chicken fingers on Texas toast drizzled with tongue torch sauce and ranch. Served with crinkle fries and a small beverage. Only at Zaxby's.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming. Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com. Thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business over 20 years and is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on-the-lot financing available. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. Harry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville supports Rockets and Titan Sports. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Harry's Auto Sales and have a look around.
35-26, Collins leads it. Nick Eads back out on the field, set to kick this one away. Back deep, as it has been for the entirety of the game. Hunter Perdue and Hunter Wood back deep.
Hey, one quick note you may want to watch is Maggard. They had him on the sideline stretching him out. I think it's just cramps, but that may be something to watch later.
Ball taken by the up man and upended at the 42-yard line.
Cameron Harris again. He's lost his helmet.
Yep, Cameron Harris.
He might have to come out of play because he lost his helmet on that.
Hey, one thing about special teams, I mean, as good as Bullet East is on offense, you cannot give them half the field to go.
Yeah, no, our kickoffs aren't very deep. You know, that's something maybe Lindsay, I know she's been coming back from injury, maybe that's something she might do in the future.
Bullet East will take over here, first and 10 from the 42-yard line.
Of course, Nick does make a lot of tackles on our defense. So he might get tired.
Kessler takes the snap, gives it back to
Purdue. There's that
play. I was going to say gave back to Purdue, but I think that was 24, I believe.
23.
Another big gain down inside the 45 to the 44-yard line.
43 is down with cramps.
Zach Stucker cramping up. We mentioned Dalton Maggard after the touchdown run. He was on the sideline stretching him out, cramping up. So on a hot and humid night, we're liable to see a lot of that as this game unfolds here over the next hour and a half or so.
Guys, I think one thing that Collins is going to have to look at in the next couple of possessions is they're going to have to bring 6 to 8 in the box. I mean, and just force Bullies to throw the ball.
Yeah, you would think it. That's what I thought they might have already done. But
So 35-26, 11:33, just pretty much opening couple plays of the third quarter. Dalton Maggard took the opening second half kickoff after he fumbled it, went back, picked it up at his own 2-yard line and returned it for a touchdown. But Hunter Perdue is picked up right where he left off in the first half. 213 yards at the half. Bullet East now has it first and 10 from the Collins 44-yard line.
Zach's still getting stretched out over here on the sidelines.
Kessler turns. He'll hand again in the backfield. Dragging a defender forward close to the 35-yard line. It'll be another 8 or 9 yards on first down.
Sure, Lee was in there, but he took the quarterback and let the running back go.
That carry was by Logan McKenna. Maybe trying to give Purdue maybe a little bit of a rest. Not sure coming out of the half. They'll give it to McKenna again. Makes a man miss down inside the 20. Gets to the outside of the 20. Cuts back in the middle of the field. Runs over a defender to about the 10-yard line.
I feel almost like a broken record.
Mm-hmm. No matter who's running it, the same position.
It's off that tackle gap.
Kessler takes. He'll hand to McKenna
there
again.
There you go.
Right in the middle of the field, upended at the goal line. I think he's going to be just short.
Yeah, he's at the one.
Be second and goal here from the one-yard line.
Stucker back in.
Kessler takes. He'll hand to McKenna, and he's into the end zone for the touchdown.
That didn't take long.
And it appears to me that's the same exact play all the way down the field.
It was the exact same play, just straight down the field. What was it, 58 yards?
58 yards.
Yep.
Yep. So the Bulldogs kicker back out on the field, trying to cut this back to a two-point game where we were at the half. Snap is back. Hold down.
It's good.
And the kick is good. 10-17 to go in the third. Collins leads it 35-33. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Paul Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Paul Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
They go out of bounds.
Ball, they go out of bounds. The Bulldogs kicker off the side of his foot will go out of bounds at the 35-yard line. Dalton Magger not in on that last kickoff return. Replaced there by Peyton Hall.
He's back on. He's back in on offense. Think if I was Bulldogs and Collins, I'd be trying to find a kicker to kick deep.
Yeah.
Give him half the field to go.
We've been floral with Cricky and Brunner.
Yeah.
And
yeah, absolutely. So Lucas will lead the offense onto the field for the first time of the second half. Collins leads at 35-33, 10-17 to go in the third. Lucas turns, and we'll give it to Roseberry. Runs into his own man, now runs through an arm tackle, but not much there. We'll get over the 35, maybe to the 36-yard line. Ball is marked at the 36-yard line. Second and nine. Lucas will go to an empty backfield, five receiver set. They are looking over the defense.
Watch this little screen, bubble screen.
Lucas dropping straight back, now trying to escape the pocket, and gets it through and goes through the hands of Peyton Hawk up at the 40-yard line.
You had a hold call, but they didn't throw the flag.
We haven't seen tonight hardly at all any flag,
yeah,
for the most part.
Guys, it's starting an hour late, man.
An hour late, and they won't get out.
But yeah, good job, really, for both teams, I guess. You know, not too many penalties.
No.
So Collins will stay in a five-receiver set.
Big third down here for the offense.
Facing third and nine.
Watch the seam route or this little bubble screen.
JR takes a snap, dropping straight back. Plenty of time to throw it.
There he is.
Look in the middle of the field. He's got Macker.
Oh, get up the field.
And Macker first circled back inside the first down marker, but was knocked forward and will have the first down up at the 46-yard line. Good pitch and catch from Lucas to Maggard.
Dalton not 100% out there either. Kind of tough it out here tonight. Well, he's got a little bit more cramps. I think he might have a little hip flexor or something. Maybe
hip flexor, hip pointer.
Hip pointer.
There you go.
I don't know. He was twisting him around out there.
Here, let me call Judy and ask her what it is.
I thought Lance Russell was up here. Give me a solar plexus.
You still got her phone number?
Yes.
Okay.
Lucas, quick screen out to Maggard. Scored on this one earlier, but this one, he's hemmed in, and we'll get maybe back to the line of scrimmage.
Maggard, no gain, brings up second down.
And Dalton is getting up a little bit gingerly.
Cody Decker in now. Cody had a big catch last week. Baseball player out playing football.
Jaden Wilson also going to check in. Got maybe his first appearance on the offensive side of the ball tonight.
All year, because I don't believe he played any offense last week. Now, last year he ran the ball well.
So no gain there on first down. Second and 10, ball at the 46-yard line. JR takes and fakes it, going to run it himself. trying to get to the outside.
Nope.
Not much there. Close to midfield. Be about a 2 or 3 yard gain. Like a third and long.
He lost his helmet.
He'll have to come out, and Nikos Klonikas will have to come in the game to play quarterback on this third down play.
Last time we had a player come out last year, we won a state title.
Sure did. Mawson Page goes out.
Browning Becker
comes in and throws the touchdown pass to Nathan Thane.
Does he allow him to throw the ball, or is he going to hand it off?
I say he's going to throw it.
I say he's going to hand it off. Ike is in the shotgun. Takes a snap, and he will hand to Wilson. Wilson cuts it upfield. Nothing there, and this will go no gain. Maybe they give him 1 yard up to the 49-yard line, and Collins looks like they're going to go for it.
There's Nashawn. I see him over there on the sideline.
Got a fourth and eight.
And Lucas checks back in. They're going empty backfield. Big fourth down conversion here. 7:35 to go here in the third quarter play. Collins leads it 35-33. Lucas takes a snap. Plenty of time.
He's got him right here.
Plenty of time looking, and ball is deflected, incomplete, trying to get Maggard.
He was a little late on the throw. He was wide open.
Number 11, Dalton Maggard. Broken up by number 15, Jonathan Mays
came up to just barely get a finger on it. And it will turn it over on downs, and Bullet East will have it on Collins' side of the field here, first and 10 from the 49.
Time for the defense to try to step up here and get a stop.
Would anybody like to guess what this play is?
Yeah.
Come out in the same exact formation that they ran all the way down the field the last time. And
it's just an offset eye, guys.
And still no Hunter Purdue. They'll give it to McKenna instead. McKenna breaks through, and he'll have another 9 yards down to the 40, maybe 10 to the 39.
Collins is going to have to strap those helmets up. They're losing a lot of helmets off their heads.
I wonder if Purdue is out.
He hasn't played here in the second half. He ran for 213 in the first half, but he's yet to see the field in the third quarter. It's been all Logan McKenna. And that was good for 10 yards and another first down.
All they did here is just flip the formation to the opposite side.
Takes it. High snap taken by McKinnon. He's through the first wave again. He's spinning forwards. Got another first down. Inside the 30, down to the 28-yard line. Billy Gillespie was calling this game. He'd say we're just getting whipped up front.
That's exactly right. Boy, the East is just having their way. Offensive line, defensive line.
So first and 10. Ball once again. They sound they make it. Kessler tried to fake it this time, take it himself, and Stucker gets him behind the line back to the 32-yard line.
Coach Lucas putting different guys in and trying to get some kind of something up front.
But it seems to me, though, is every time that Bullet East tries to do something other than that play,
yeah, they shoot themselves in the foot.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. So they'll go same formation. Really ran two plays the entire second half. They'll give it to McKenna. McKenna's through the first wave again. Going around the right side, trying to...
Balls out. No. That's terrible. I'll just call it how it is. That was terrible.
He was not down.
That's not even close, guys.
It stripped the ball from behind. They're saying he was down. I think it's going to be good enough for a first down.
That was not even close.
Because right now they are just running one play all the way down the field.
Here comes Stucker on the blitz again.
Turns. And he'll hand it again. This time Stucker, Gage Arvin coming through making a play from the defensive end spot.
I think that might be the first tackle by a defensive lineman all night.
I think you're right. Loss of one back to the 20. DJ Chappelle now in the backfield here for Bullet East. They're going to take and going to throw it on the left side. Guy's wide open down at the 5. It's complete. He's down to about the 3-yard line. And right now, Collins' proverbial no answer.
Just a little simple wheel route from the inside receiver out.
So Bullet East will have it first and goal here from the 3-yard line, trying to regain the lead. 5:25 to go here in the third quarter of play. Turns, he'll hand to the back in the backfield, McKenna, and hit on the play by Nick Eads. Back at the 5-yard line, no gain, or 2-yard loss on the first down play. Will bring up second and goal from the 5.
Nice shot there by Nick, boots and linebacker.
Blitz right up there, yep.
Got single coverage over here.
Yeah, this is a big mismatch to Collins' left.
Castle looks over the defense. And Collins jumps off, hard count.
Hey, one thing I have that I would ask, if I was Lucas, I'd ask the referees. Quarterback cannot bob his head to simulate a snap. He just did that in Drew Collins offside. I mean, it's little technical things, but
yeah,
that's, I mean, it's one of the rule things that you cannot fake your head down and act like you're taking a snap.
So half the distance penalty will
put it back where
original line of scrimmage. Should be second and goal from about the 2.5 yard line. Quarterback run by Kessler, and he's into the end zone, untouched practically. Touchdown, Chargers, and they're back in front.
On that one play, both Eads and Stucker went straight for the dive back, 44, and then the quarterback just kept it up the middle.
Bullet Eads going to go for two here. They lead it 39-35.
Again, they're asking the ball to be put on the far hash mark, which is basically giving the outside receiver the whole corner of the end zone to try to throw a jump ball here.
Wouldn't you be shocked if they did anything other than hand the ball in the backfield?
I would, but boy, these coaches are outthinking himself right
That's
now.
That's true, good point. So it's a little different formation. Two backs in the backfield.
There
they are going to throw
there
it. They'll throw a jump ball to the outside. He throws it over his head, and once again, as you mentioned, outsmarting yourself. Two-point conversion, no good. But Bullet East does take the lead back here. They lead it 39-35, 4:33 to go here in the third quarter play. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab is proud to be the leader in physical and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you've had a sports injury or are suffering from lower back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individual treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined this season. Let Max Performance help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field, so you can in yours. Call to schedule your appointment. 647-0133. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
Collins got it.
Ball squibbed in the middle of the field. I think it was Jacoby Evans who ended up diving on top of it at about the 30-yard line.
Yeah, it just popped up and hit Nick Eads right in the face mask.
Collins right here needs to get the offense going again. You know, he scores the second half from in that kickoff return by Dalton.
And the body language from the Collins players on and off the field, not as positive, I don't think, as you would like to see.
A lot
of game left here.
Right. One thing I think Collins cannot get away from is the run game.
Yeah.
I don't think they can get away from that. I mean, they're down one possession. I think they got to stay with the run game.
Nashawn took, got a big break on that last possession.
Just as you say that, we'll come out five wide.
Yeah.
Lucas takes a snap, dropping straight back, looking in the seam. Got Hawk wide open down at the 40-yard line. And a big gain on first down. That seam we've seen hit for two touchdowns and also another big gain there in the first half.
It's almost like the play that Bullet East runs. I don't know why Collins just won't throw the ball down the seam.
Yeah.
Just wide
every
open.
Time they
either seam.
Yep.
Seems like.
Collins will have it first and 10 from the Bullet East 38-yard line. Trying to find Dalton Maggard here on the sideline, Scott.
I'm trying to find him down here as well.
I seen him earlier. He was with Alice.
They'll stay in a five-receiver set. JR takes a snap. Quick pass out to Roseberry. Nashawn getting to the outside to 35. He's down to the 30 and carries a defender out of bounds inside the 30. Close to the first down marker at the 28.
Nashawn Roseberry.
Guys, I don't see him down here. He may have went in. No, here he is. I got him on the sideline.
He's got his helmet on.
Yeah, he's got his helmet. He's just walking around gingerly.
So it was a good enough for a first down there on the last completion. Collins will have it first and 10 from the Bullet East 28-yard line. Lucas in the shotgun. One back. Evans with him in the backfield. JR getting a little bit of pressure. Now he's going to try to escape the pocket and run with it.
Just get down. Get down.
And we'll run out of bounds down close to the 20-yard line. They'll mark him out at the 22.
JR don't have that get down in his system. Dalton back on the field here. I think he was just getting a little bit of a break. Coach Lucas, last possession kept Nashawn out, trying to give the guys a little bit of a break.
Yeah,
this game's probably going to come down to the fourth quarter.
There's a lot of season left, boys.
Yeah.
Get out of bounds. Don't take the hit.
Oh, I agree with you. I'm just saying, but J.R. don't get.
No, I know. I know. He plays hard.
Yeah.
Second and three.
A single coverage.
Lucas stays in the shotgun. Takes it. Going to hand to Roseberry.
He's got
Nashawn going around left
nice
end.
Tackle.
Spins back inside to the 20. And we'll be about a yard short of the first down. We'll bring up third and one. actually mark him closer to the 19-yard line, so it's going to be maybe a half yard short here the first down. See if we see a little – we've seen the quarterback run out of this formation before. We'll see what happens here. Lucas in the shotgun, Evans to his left, and it will be quarterback run. J.R. got the first down.
Makes another man miss. Touchdown, Titans.
Good run by J.R. Lucas and a couple of good moves down inside the 10-yard. Gets him into the end zone, and Collins right back out on top. 41-39.
Guys, that was a great cutback, great vision.
And Lindsey Crickey back out on the field for the extra point attempt. This would put Collins up a field goal here. But a lot of game left. 3:01 still to go here in the third quarter of play.
That means we got time for three more touchdowns in the third quarter.
At least. Collins, I think, short of man. Now Isaiah White going to come
there
in.
There, he got 10. No good.
And we got a flag on the play.
What are we doing?
His Collins are really disorganized there on that last extra point.
We shocked every time we have somebody run out on the.
White was running out on the field, so if they had 11, that made 12. So let's see.
He could be in motion.
Well,
can't be going to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
They're just going to decline it.
False start. Guys, I counted 11 people on the field, and he was running off to make 12.
All right, so the extra point attempt, no good. So 3:01 to go here in the third quarter. Blake Collins back out on top. They lead it 41-39. You're listening to Titan football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
When it comes to a tractor you trust to help tackle your lawn care needs, you demand strength, and you deserve comfort. With the Cub Cadet XT Enduro Series, you get it all. The XT Enduro Series tractors are the strongest, most comfortable lawn and garden tractors we've ever built. Backed by the industry's strongest warranty, sit out on a tractor that can stand up to anything. The XT Enduro Series from Cub Cadet. Stop by your locally owned Cub Cadet dealer, Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville. Your locally owned Cub Cadet dealer for expert advice, superior service, and exceptional offers. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
And I'm not sure what happened. I don't know if he was trying to squib that or what, but almost missed the ball. Ball rolled up about 5 yards up to the 45, and he got up pretty gingerly, but it seems to be okay.
It looked like almost he was trying to kick the top half of the football, and he just missed it.
So we thought the short field before. Now you're going to give him possession at the 44-yard line.
I thought Lucy took the ball.
And Charlie Brown. Well, here we go. Defense got to make a stop. One of these defenses got to make a stop for the night's over with. And let's hope it's us.
So 3:01 to go here in the third quarter. Play Collins leads it now 41-39.
Purdue's still not on the field, right?
Nope.
They haven't played this pack.
They went to a different formation. They're in the split backfield now.
Kessler in the shotgun.
Oh, he moved early.
And hands to McKinnon. He's got another big gain again.
Uh-oh.
Down inside the 30, 25-foot race to the end zone, and will be finally drugged down by Jacob Phillips, but not before he gets to the 10-yard line.
Do you really need Purdue?
No.
Okay.
Tackle by number 8, Jacob Phillips.
He is coming back in.
And I think it's Purdue coming in right there. Yep, 23, Purdue, who hasn't played the entire quarter. But I think Logan McKenna's joined the 100-yard club, I think, in his absence.
I'd say he's close to 200.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So Kessler have it first and goal from the 10.
Same formation.
And
offset high.
Got the official blows it dead, asking, I guess, for the ball boys to
back up
off the field. So first and goal from the 10. Kessler under center, turn and fake actually to Purdue, spins and will get down maybe to the 7-yard line.
They had him back there, but just couldn't bring him down. I think he just ran into one of our defensive tackles.
Second and goal, ball at the 7-yard line. Kessler and Purdue in the backfield here for the Chargers.
Here comes Stucker on a blitz.
Kessler looks over the defense. Now stops, looking to throw.
Now he's over right here, touchdown.
And threw it right at the feet.
Yep. He was wide open.
Of his intended receiver, number 85, Kevin Clark, in the back of the end zone. But once again, brings up, why do you not run the football?
Why are you throwing the ball? Well, I mean, unless he's got it in his mind, he's going on fourth down.
Yeah.
I mean, he knows he's going to score again. I mean, I'm just being honest with you.
So third and goal, ball to seven. Kessler in the shotgun. And
Collins
Stucker.
No, but they're the wide receiver moved. 13 moved.
Yeah, well, he's got motion, and one's got offsides, so we'll see who wins. This is where home field advantage should take effect.
And Bullet East going to back up. It looks like they are going to call legal procedure here on Bullet East. 5-yard penalty will back them up to the 12-yard line. And third and goal from the 12.
And if we were at Bullet East, that would have been offsides.
Looks like the hard count gets us every time, every time they run it.
I bet hard count all the way to the end zone. Kessler in the shotgun. Going to look to throw again. Looking in the middle of the field and incomplete again. Coverage on the play by Jaden Wilson, and this will bring up fourth and goal from the 12.
Got a chance to kick it to take the lead. Is that what they're going to do?
Yep. I can tell because he's got yellow shoes on for some reason.
So the kicker coming out.
It worked for Billy White Shoes Johnson.
If he had yellow shoes on, it would have.
We've seen Collins get burned by this before, the unbalance, but now they'll come back together, and it'll be a 28-yard attempt. Snap back, holds good, and
it's good.
Kick is good.
Wow.
The best kick he had all night.
Best kick he's kicked all night.
So 28-yard field goal by Bullet East, good. And they regain the lead here, 42-41, 1:49 to go in the third. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
You know, these Zaxby's fried pickles really take me back to Meemaw's kitchen.
Yeah, Meemaw really would have loved these. Is that a time machine?
Yep, and I brought Meemaw back with me.
That's not Meemaw.
Ooh. Okay, let's get you back inside.
Better than grandma's? Maybe. Indescribably good? Definitely. Fried pickles are back. Lightly breaded, fried to perfection, and served with ranch sauce. Try them before they're gone. Zaxby's.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville under Ryan's WXLN programming. Power 93.3, WXLN, and WXLNRadio.com thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business over 20 years and is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on-the-lot financing available. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville supports Rockets and Titan Sports. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Perry's Auto Sales and have a look around.
42-41, Bullet East takes the lead on a 28-yard field goal. And they're set to kick it off again. Roseberry, Hawk, back deep. It'll be taken by Hawk at his own 10-yard line. And
what
we've got
doing?
An official come in waving the play dead.
Did he wave his hand?
And they're going to say, I guess he called a fair catch at the 13-yard line.
Guys, I don't know about that one. I didn't see his arm go up and wave it. If he signaled a fair catch and took off running, isn't that the
play?
It's a penalty. It's play eight. But they didn't throw a flag.
So Collins will have to go practically the length of the field, first and 10 from their 14-yard line. Still 1:46 to go in the third here.
I still don't think he can get away from the running game.
I'm still waiting to see my man Jacoby Evans go run.
I don't think it's going to happen. JR in the shotgun. He's going to roll to his left. Looks like quarterback design run, and there's not much there, and he will actually probably lose a yard. Looks like maybe back to the 13. They're going to give him. They're going to mark him out at the 14. So no gain.
Gain of no.
No gain on first down. So
to me,
second and 10 here at the 14.
To me, if you're going to run that play, you should have just ran the quarterback draw, spread it out, and let him go back up the middle.
Yeah, I don't know.
So four receivers set, three to his right. One to his left. Evans in the backfield with him. JR rolls to his right looking to throw. Look, he's got Hawk, and the ball is wobbling and will be, I think, picked off in midfield, and it is. Hawk had his man beat by 2 or 3 yards, but that ball just came out wobbling out of JR's hand.
It fluttered. It came out, and it started fluttering the whole time. That's where, as a Collins receiver, you got to come back and either knock it down or get up offensive pass interference.
Cameron Brooks with the interception, third interception of the night for Lucas.
Once again, Maggard wasn't out there on that.
Maggard was not out there. Yeah. And once again, I mean, I don't think you can abandon the run this quickly.
Yeah. So that's you're only down one.
Right.
They got to get a stop. Somehow they got to figure out how to stop
yes.
all of these offense, especially with now Purdue back on the field. Didn't matter. McKinnon was running well, too.
Bullies first and 10 from their own 49. He'll fake the handoff. Kessler running himself. He's got room to run. He's got a first down inside the 40 to the 39-yard line.
Sage is Lamar Jackson out here.
We can only hope Bully East coach outthinks himself again
yeah.
and throws
yeah.
the ball.
So they'll mark him down at the 40, first and 10 from the 40. Kessler looks to the sideline. Should be easy to figure out what you want to run. And they continue to look at the sideline. Takes a snap, fakes it this time, looking to throw,
wow.
and he's sacked in the backfield.
Wow. Thank you, coach.
Zach Stucker.
I think Isaiah White was there to clean things up at the end.
Wow.
Lost back to the 44. Lost a four to bring up second and 14.
Basically, the defense comes down to Stucker get there before they can. Him and Nick Eaves don't make the play, it seems like they're in trouble.
I think it comes down to the fact that they decide to run something other than.
Yeah,
right. that's the truth.
The quarterback read or whatever you want to call it.
So Kessler back in the shotgun, second and 14. Takes a snap. He's going to fake it, run it himself. And Stucker trying to rip the ball out, can't do so. He'll get down inside the 40 to the 39. That'll be a 5-yard gain.
I think that'll be the quarter, guys.
Yeah.
And we'll bring up third and 9. We're through three quarters of play. Back and forth we continue to go. Bullet East on top, 42-41. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Paul Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Paul Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.